Is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
In 60 seconds, you're going to hear a brand new phone slam featuring Loren as the dog owner and Roy as the dog.
Puppy dog.
But I was just reading this, and if I don't do it now, we won't get to it. I know it'll just get put under a bunch of papers in front of me.
All right.
But these are ironic names of real criminals, according to Ranker.com.
Yeah.
Okay, so Crystal Matheny. Was arrested for crystal meth.
Yeah. That's funny.
Bud Weiser.
I know a Bud Weiser.
Well, find out if in 2014, at just 18 years old, he was charged with trying to buy Bud.
Well, that's funny. His name is Budweiser Miller.
That's right.
Yeah.
We've actually talked to him before. Donald Duck. Donald Duck was arrested.
For illegally
getting into Disney more than once and stealing Donald Duck memorabilia. And his name is legit Donald Duck.
No. Your parents hate you. Like, you can't name your kid Donald Duck.
Joseph Moron.
Is a moron?
Charged with stealing a car, then using its GPS to try and escape and driving it right into a pond.
Oh my gosh. Like the episode of The Office.
These are like made up, but they're real. Leonard Dickman. He showed someone something.
Okay.
And he shouldn't have. And then Connor P. Fudge, last but not least, was arrested for breaking into a candy store.
No.
Dead serious. Ranker.com.
Oh. That's a joke. It has to be a joke.
Tell us about this phone slam. Mel wanted to play a prank.
Yeah, so she wanted to play a prank on her girlfriend, and she works at a vet's office. So we decided to call her with my dog Bingo. Who is not feeling so well.
Listen to this. It's a brand new phone slam.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Phone slam.
Animal Hospital, how can I help you?
Hey, who am I speaking with?
This is Gail.
Hey, Gail. I have a couple questions. I've got a dog, and he's just acting a little weird lately, and I called a pet store, but they told me to call you.
Okay, how is he acting weird?
He's just got no appetite, and he's kind of laying around, which is not—it's not like him at all. He won't take his treats, and he's normally like up chasing the animals around. He's about 4 years old, and you know, maybe you've even heard of him before. He's pretty well known. His name is Bingo.
Bingo. I have heard of dogs named Bingo, but is Bingo currently a patient with us?
He is not. This would be a new client.
Okay, well, I can't give you any diagnosis over the phone, so I do recommend that we make an appointment for Bingo so we can bring him in and get him checked out.
Okay, we're actually in the middle of moving right now, so can I maybe just put you on the phone with him and he can tell you, you know, how he's feeling and some of his symptoms?
On the phone with Bingo?
Yeah. You know, Bingo, B-I-N-G-O.
I mean, I don't think that would be particularly helpful. I recommend you just bring him in and we can set up an appointment.
I think you should just talk. Hang on 1 second. Let me just put him on the phone for you.
Hello?
Ma'am? Hello?
Roro?
Hello, who is it?
I'm Rick. Very, very Rick.
You're Rick?
No, he's
I'm
sick.
I'm real so Rick.
See, he even sounds weird. He sounds like he's got a mouthful of hot grits. He usually talks much better than this.
I'm sorry.
B-I-N-G-O,
Bingo, come on here, buddy.
Yeah.
You're trying to tell me that I'm speaking with your dog, Bingo, right now?
Ruff, ruff.
Okay. So I have to go. I have actual patients here that need my assistance.
Okay, but I haven't diagnosed him or found out what's wrong with him yet. Bingo, come back here. Come here, buddy.
Growing.
Okay. It's
you got
clear
what?
To me that y'all are putting me on.
No.
If you have an actual emergency, you can bring your dog in. But I don't have time for this. I have to go.
Gail, this is the Manny Roy and Lorraine Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. Your friend Mel sent us a message and said that we should mess with you because sometimes it gets boring at the vet clinic. So you could blame Mel for this talking dog bit.
Shut up.
Sorry.
I mean, how annoying is it that you know you're talking to a person that's acting like a dog?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously I wasn't buying it.
Sorry, you can get back to your patients
now.
Thanks,
Mel.
Phone slams because we all need a good laugh at our friend's expense. Kiss 95.1. Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show.
I don't know why that's so ridiculous, but yet so funny to me.
Because it's ridiculous.
I want the talking dog to be an ongoing phone slam bit.
Okay.
Talking dog's mad that his DirecTV won't work. Talking dog is mad that he can't get a bank account.
Okay.
All right, we got to get intern Pagan in here because she just started dating someone. And he used a word.
Well, I don't even think they're officially dating.
Okay. They're not officially dating.
And he still used a word that is what you don't use. He's moving things way too fast, and she's getting a little worried. Let's talk with intern Pagan and find out why her relationship may already be in shambles before it even begins.
3 minutes.
We are...